Books on Tape presents Full Moon Rising by Kerry Arthur, read by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. The night was quiet, almost too quiet. Though it was after midnight, it was a Friday night, and Friday nights were usually party nights, at least for those of us who were single and not working night shift. This section of Melbourne wasn't exactly Excitement City, but it did possess a nightclub that catered to both human and non-humans. And while it wasn't a club I frequented often, I loved the music they played, loved dancing along the street to it as I made my way home. But tonight, there was no music, no laughter, not even drunken revelry. The only sound on the whispering wind was the clatter of the train leaving the station and the rumble of traffic from the nearby freeway. Of course, the club was a well-known haunt for pushers and their prey, and as such, it was regularly raided and closed by the cops. Maybe it had been hit again. So why was there no movement on the street? No disgruntled partygoers heading to other clubs in other areas? And why did the wind hold the fragrance of blood? I hitched my bag to a more comfortable position on my shoulder, then stepped from the station's half-lit platform and ran up the stairs leading to Sunshine Avenue. The lights close to the platform's exit were out, and the shadows closed in the minute I stepped onto the street. Normally, darkness didn't worry me. I am a creature of the moon and the night, after all, and well used to roaming the streets at ungodly hours. That night, though the moon rode toward fullness, its silvery light failed to pierce the thick cover of clouds. But the power of it shimmered through my veins, a heat that would only get worse in the coming nights. It wasn't the closeness of the full moon that had me jumpy, nor was